Kiddushin Daf Chof Hey, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-Minute Daf. We're discussing Eved Knani, a non-Jewish slave. He goes out L'Cheiros, he goes free, if the master damages or removes the tip of one of his 24 Yevarim. The Torah says the eye and the tooth, and we learned even the 10 fingers, the 10 toes, 2 ears, nose, and the bris. What if a slave has 6 digits, 6 fingers, and the master removes one? The Gemara tells us he goes out L'Cheiros, provided that it's in line with the other fingers. But if, let's say, it comes out of his palm of his hand and he removes it, that's not enough to go out L'Cheiros. When it comes to tzaras, if a person sees an affliction on his skin, he goes to the kohen and the kohen looks at it. If the kohen sees something called a michya, that's live skin in there, then he'll say it's tamei. Provided that the kohen is able to see the entire tzaras at once. And the Gemara tells us that according to the Tanakhama, if the tzaras is on one of the Rosh Yevarim, say that it's on the tip of the finger, it's very difficult and almost impossible to see the entire tzaras. And therefore, it would be tahar. He wouldn't say that this person is a tamei tzaras. He's not a mitzayra. Rabbi Yehuda says that it also includes the tip of the chest of a man. All these, a slave, Eved Knani, goes out free. And Rabbi adds, even Sirus HaBeitzim. The Zkenim told Rav Amnuna that his name is no longer Rav Amnuna, his name is Karnuna. Why? Because when they asked him the question, does a slave go out Besiros, he didn't know what to answer, and it's actually a Mefurish Mishnah. According to Rebbe, he would go out. Some argue and they say he doesn't go out with Siros. Some say that he only goes out with 2 types of Siros, called Moch and Kasus. It's like crushed, but if it's severed, then he wouldn't go out, because the crushed one is something that's nicker, you could see it. According to Rebbe, not only Siros, but certainly if the tongue was removed, if the master cut off his slave's tongue, he'd go out of Cheiros, because even Ben Azai holds that a tongue creates Cheiros for a slave and not Siros. It's a very interesting question. What is a tongue? A tongue is sometimes visible, sometimes it's hidden. Is it considered an Eved Shebegalui, or is it considered an Eved Shebeseser? Is it similar to a kidney or to a finger? The Gemara tells us that when it comes to animals, kachim, according to the Tanakhama, in order for it to be considered a mum, you need roiv, 51% of the entire tongue from the front all the way to the back should be removed. And according to Rebbe, there's 2 parts of the tongue. The 51% has to be from the part of the tongue that's loose, not attached to the bottom of the mouth. According to everybody, when it comes to a sheretz, tuma sheretz, what if a sheretz, let's say a dead rat, or a frog, or toad, fell onto the tongue of a human being, you become tamei. Why? Because the Torah says yiga. It has to do with touching, and here the sheretz touches tongue. When it comes to the mikvah, tefillah, do you have to fill your mouth up with mikvah water? No, because when it comes to tefillah, it's considered, a tongue is considered tamon, it's considered seser, and you don't have to. However, the Gemara tells us a story that Rebbe's shifcha, non-Jewish slave, they were very makbid in those days on tum and tahara. They didn't want somebody who's chayv and mitzvah, like a woman, she is a woman, to touch any tahara, so they made him go to the mikvah. It was discovered that she had a bone between her teeth, and that's a chatzitza. But if you don't need water in your mouth, why is that a chatzitza? And the answer is, there's a very famous yisod in all of Shas, kolaroi lebila ein bila ma'keves. A mincha sometimes consists of flour and oil, and you have to mix it. And if you don't mix it, it's still kosher. But if it's not mixable, it's so much flour, it's 60 yisarin, let's say 300 pounds worth of flour, then if you don't mix it, then it's puzzle, because it's not mixable. And something that's impossible to do, then if you don't do it, then it's ma'akev. But if it's something that's possible to do, you could mix it. It's only 1 pound, it's 5 pounds, you could mix it, and you don't mix it, then it's not ma'akev. Over here also, you don't have to put water in the mouth. But yeah, it has to be a situation that if you put the water in the mouth, it would go through all the teeth. And if you have that bone there, it's not possible. There's a machlokes though, bahaza. Haza is when a person becomes tamei, the kohen takes a branch full of paraduma water and sprays the tamei. And it just has to hit part of his skin. What about if it hits his tongue? According to Rebbe, a tongue is a aver shebegaloi, because we compare it to Tumah, like a Sheretz. And according to Chachamim, they rather compare Hazah to Tefillah, because Hazah is something that causes somebody to come tar, just like a mikvah. And therefore, when it comes to Tefillah, we said that a tongue is considered Seser. It's hidden. So therefore, when it comes to Hazah, it's also hidden. And now we have a brand new Mishnah. How do you acquire an animal? Well, it depends. If it's a very large animal, like a cow, a horse, a donkey, a camel, according to Rabbi Meir ben Elazar, the only way to do it is b'mesira. Mesira means that, according to Rashi, the owner gives it over to the buyer, and he just has to grab on to the bell, to the rein, to the hair. But Mashiach doesn't work on an animal like that. Why? Because it's not the derech to walk and pull an animal in front of its owner like that. Now, you should know that once in a while, we have the schus of bringing live demonstrations to the shir. Today was a special day. I was able to get my hands on a live goat and show, not that it's hard to imagine, but it just adds a little geschmack to the shir. How do you do a kinyan on a smaller animal like a goat? Bahagbah. You have to lift up the goat. You have to lift up the animal. According to Chachamim in the Mishnah, the only way to be kaina a goat is b'mashicha, by pulling it. Rav himself retracted, and he passing like Chachamim in the Braisa, that everything, whether it's a large animal, small animal, is b'mashicha. According to Reb Shimon, everything, large, small, is b'hagbah. Wait a minute, how do you do a kinyan on a large animal, like an elephant, on a gbah? How are you going to lift up an animal like that? Well, there's a number of ways. Either you could be kind of him b'chalipin, you just do a switcheroo, I give you a towel and you give me the elephant, or I could rent the place and then I'm kind of the elephant, b'kinyan chatzer or b'kinyan agav, or I bring four vessels, metal vessels, and that's the buyer brings them, and he puts it underneath the feet of the elephant, the elephant steps on it. If this is actually in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but in a corner where nobody goes, then you can do it. Or I make him step up three tefachim, I bring some branches. It's very interesting because according to Rabbi Natam, it's a tefach. According to Rabbi Shulam, you dangle these branches by his mouth and the elephant jumps up and grabs it. Some say, how could an elephant jump? Maybe those days they used to jump. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.